Good afternoon, everybody. It's April 9th, 2024. And it's the Potty Mouth Granny coming to ramble for a little bit. In the background, you hear children playing because my bedroom faces a playground. And although some people will be irritated by the sounds of children playing, it doesn't irritate me. It gives me a lot of joy. You know, I love children. They're innocent. They're zest for life. You know, just living their best lives because they don't have to pay no rent and shit. But today I just wanted to talk about being in a funk as an adult where you just really don't give a fuck about too much of nothing. Now, I don't know if it's due to the medication I take, which has my brain just completely just shattered. Growing older, you know, the life events that I've dealt with in the past 5 years. But honestly, I really just don't give a fuck about too much of nothing. I be seeing people online and offline just riled up about shit. I kind of like shrug my shoulders like, shit, that's their business. You know, like Pac said in Poetic Justice, like, shit, that's their business. And that's how I feel now. I seen people having a meltdown over the eclipse yesterday, whatever it's called. They thought the coming of the Lord was going to happen, although we had an eclipse 7 years ago, and Jesus didn't come down in favor, so we made them think that he was coming yesterday. But hey, you know how overly religious people are. They take the Bible very literally. Even though, if I'm not mistaken, they never mention anything about eclipse. I'm not very, oh my God, what's the word I'm trying? I'm not very knowledgeable about the Bible. I only read pieces of it periodically over my years being on this planet. But I'm sitting here right now currently trying to figure out how am I going to get out of this funk of not giving a fuck about too much of anything. Because you're supposed to care about some things. You're supposed to care about the current state of the world you're living in. We're living in a time when a complete asshole is about to be reelected in America. And I'm going to have to listen to the next 4 years of his foolishness. And people seem to like foolishness in this country for whatever reason. Let me see things that have given me joy. Oh, Sheila E., the musical artist, you know, I adored her. I still adore her. I remember when she came out, she was affiliated with Prince. And I love the fact that she's start with a P, you guys know what I'm talking about, percussionist. And she can play the fuck out them drums. I had never seen a woman play drums like that. And for a little bit, I wanted to play drums. But she just released a new album. It's a salsa album. And she has a song on there called Possibilities that I've fallen in love with. And although probably 2/3 of the song is sung in Spanish by this young woman named Debbie Nova, I understand the lyrical content because I went and looked it up on Google. And it's about telling people that your life is filled with possibilities to never give up. And I really needed to hear that. I've been playing it every day since I heard it on Sunday, particularly in the morning. It's a pump-up song. It pumps me up and makes me want to go outside and conquer the world. Like I said, I've been in the funk lately. And I'm trying to get out that funk. It's spring in Chicago. The weather is finally breaking. It was beautiful yesterday. Absolutely gorgeous. It's gorgeous outside now. Like, you can hear the children out there playing. They're just having themselves a good old time. And it's time for me to go out there and have a good old time. I'm just trying to figure out what to do. I go see Janet Jackson in June. That's my girl. And I'm going to see Sheila E. in August. And I'm going to see Deion Cole in September. But in the meanwhile, before the concert starts, I still need to get out the house. I need to go enjoy life. Because life is so short. It's so fleeting. And it goes by so quickly. Like, in June will be the 40th anniversary of me graduating from grammar school. And I'm sitting up here trying to figure out where the fuck the time went. I can remember that little 13-year-old girl who was such an innocent and idealist. She wanted to save the world. Now I'm a 53-year-old cynical woman who really don't give a fuck about too much of nothing anymore. And I'm trying not to feel like that. You gotta care. I mean, I do care about my children, my family, my friends, that stinking ass cat I got. But a lot of shit, I just don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. Fuck it. What the fuck they got to do with me? You know, I'm trying to get out of that mentality. I'm going to do my best to do that. So I don't be this really utterly cynical person. Just walk around like, I hate people. I hate motherfuckers. I hate the world. I don't want to turn into that individual. Because people like that are just thoroughly miserable. And I'm not miserable. I'm just kind of blasé. That's the perfect term. I'm just real blasé about life. And I'm trying to get my zest for life back. I'm really going to do my best. But that's what I wanted to talk about this afternoon. Oh my God, I spoke for almost 6 minutes. Ooh, it's going to go over the 6 minutes. This podcast thing is kind of weird. You know, people got podcasts, but they be yakking for hours. I don't have that kind of energy to talk for hours at a time. I mean, like, when am I going to talk about? Maybe the next podcast I actually read something from a book. I tried that before and I got bored. And the way my brain is settled now, you know, I take this medication for epilepsy and it has destroyed my short-term memory, so I be having all these grandiose ideas and that shit just slither away like a snake. I be like I said, oh well, fuck it. Maybe I remember tomorrow, maybe I won't. You know? Who knows? But everybody, have a wonderful Tuesday. I hope your week is filled with love and joy. Well, Lord knows we need more love in the world because people are a miserable lot. And don't turn into one of them.